herself she did behave, so courteously as may be. Wedded they were brave, joy without compare. Here began the grief, pain without relief. Her husband soon her love forsook. To women lewd of mind, being bad inclined, he only lent a pleasant look. The lady she sat weeping, while that he was keeping company with others more. Her words, my love, believe not. Come to me and grieve not. Wantons will thee overthrow. His fair lady's words, nothing he regarded. Wantonness affords such delightful sport. While they dance and sing, with great mirth prepared, she her hands did wring in most grievous sort. Oh, what hap had I thus to wail and cry, unrespected every day, living in disdain, while that others gain all the right I should enjoy, I am left forsaken. Others they are taken. Ah, my love, why dost thou so? Her flatteries believe not. Come to me and grieve not. Wantons will thee overthrow. The knight with his fair peace at length the lady spied, who did him daily fleece of his wealth and store. Secretly she stood while she her fashions tried, with a patient mind, while deep the strumpets wore. Oh, Sir Knight, quoth she, so dearly I love thee, my life doth rest at thy dispose, by day and ache by night, for thy sweet delight. Thou shalt me in thy arms enclose, I am thine forever. Still will I persever, true to thee where'er I go. Her flatteries believe not. Come to me and grieve not. Wantons will thee overthrow. The virtuous lady mild enters then among them, being big with child as ever she might be. With distilling tears she looked then upon them, filled full of fears, thus replied she, "Ah, my love and dear, wherefore stay you here, refusing me your loving wife for an harlot's sake, which each one will take, whose vile deeds provoke much strife? Many can accuse her. Oh, my love, refuse her. With thy lady homeward go. Her flower. please believe not. Come to me and grieve not, wantons will thee overthrow. All in a fury then, the angry knight upstarted, very furious when he heard his lady's speech. With many bitter terms, his wife he ever thwarted, using hard extremes while she did him beseech. From her neck so white, he took away in spite her curious chain of purest gold, her jewels and her rings, and all such costly things as he about her did behold, the harlot in her presence. He did gentle reverence, and to her he gave them all. He sent away his lady, full of woe as may be, when a swoon with grief did fall. At the lady's wrong, the harlot fleered and laughed. Enticements are so strong, they overcome the wise. The knight nothing regarded, to see the lady scoffed. Thus was she regarded for her enterprise. The harlot all this space did him oft embrace. She flatters him and thus doth say, for thee I'll live and die, for thee my faith I'll give. No woe shall work my love's decay, thou shalt be my treasure, thou shalt be my pleasure, thou shalt be my heart's delight. I will be thy darling, I will be thy worldling, in despite of fortune's spite. Thus he did remain in wasteful great expenses, till it bred his pain and consumed him quite. When his lands were spent, troubled in his senses, then he did repent of his late lewd life. For relief he hies, for relief he flies, to them on whom he spent his gold. They do him deny, they do him defy, they will not once his face behold, being thus distressed, being thus oppressed, in the fields that night he lay, which the harlot knowing, through her malice growing, sought to take his life away. A young and proper lad they had slain in secret for the gold he had, whom they did convey by a ruffian lewd to that place directly where the youthful knight fast a-sleeping lay. The bloody dagger then, wherewith they killed the man, hard by the knight he likewise laid, sprinkling him with blood. goes forthwith accused for this murder which was done. And he was condemned, that had not offended, shameful death he might not shun. When the lady bright understood the matter, that her wedded knight was condemned to die, to the king she went with all the speed that might be, where she did lament her hard destiny. Noble king, quoth she, pity take on me, and pardon my poor husband's life, else I am undone with my little son. Let mercy mitigate this grief, lady fair, content thee. Soon thou wouldst repent thee if he should be saved so. Sore he hath abused thee, sore he hath misused thee, therefore, lady, let him go. O my liege, quoth she, grant your gracious, dear he is to me, though he did me wrong. The king replied again, with a stern behavior, a subject he hath slain, die he shall ere long. Except thou canst find anyone so kind that will die and set him free. Noble king, she said, glad am I appeared, that same person will I be, I will suffer duly, I will suffer truly, for my love and husband's sake. The king thereat amazed, though he her beauty praised, he had from thence they should her take. It was the king's command, on the morrow after, she should out of hand to the scaffold go. Her husband was to bear the sword before her. He must take, alas, give the deadly blow. He refused the deed, she bid him proceed with a thousand kisses sweet. In this woeful case, they did both embrace, which moved the ruffians in that place straight for to discover this concealed murder whereby the lady saved was. The harlot then was hanged, as she well deserved, this did virtue bring to pass.